speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Another question that has been posed for our consideration tonight deals with the term minister. Who are ministers, and is it biblically acceptable to refer to the preacher as a minister? And yes, it is, and I'll explain as we go on down through. There are three Greek terms that convey the idea of ministering. Ministering literally means is that we are serving, and we are servants, and there are different terms that define different types of servants in and throughout the New Testament Scripture. The kainos is a Greek term, literally to serve, and it is used some 30 different times in the New Testament Scripture. In the King James, it is given 7 times as servant, 20 times as minister, and 3 times to deacons. Dikainos, we oftentimes will speak about that when we're talking about the qualifications that God gives in Scripture for deacons, and rightfully so, but only 3 times is it used for the deacon, the work of the deacon, but how many times for minister? 20 times for minister. In the majority of those passages that you will find those 20 times that the kainos is employed, is speaking with reference to every member. We are all ministers of God. Then the other is hupritus, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, literally under rower. And it would have been in reference to the one who is in the boat who is rowing underneath to keep things going properly. Found 20 times in the New Testament Scripture, the New King James 11 times, officer, 5 times minister, and then 4 times servant. Again, usually employed towards every member or members of the body of Christ who are serving in the church. Then the other is latregos. And literally, it is defined special servant, used 5 times in the New Testament Scripture. How so? In Romans chapter 13 and verse 6, it refers to government officials who minister for God, keeping order in society. Government has been established by God, correct? It's one of the 3 major institutions that we know. The first that God created is the home. The second would be government. And then the third and final would be the church. Well, in the context of Romans chapter 13, this is what's under consideration. And God says that He has developed them. He's put them into place for the purpose of ministering on His behalf for the good of the citizens, to protect them and such. Yet it's interesting to point out is that He is identified, they are identified as a minister for God. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 7. It is used with regards to the service of angels to show the difference between them and Christ, the Son of God. They are ministers, ministering spirits, the Scripture says, that have been sent forth to minister to those who will inherit salvation. And in that context, what I say to show the difference between them, the angels, who are ministering spirits, and Jesus, Jesus did not come to minister as a spirit, but rather He is the Son of God. And that context is showing the superiority of Jesus over the angels. And as you go on, in the context of the first few chapters, we find Jesus being presented greater than many others as well. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 2, it is employed as of Christ as He ministered before God in the heavenly sanctuary. So Jesus, in this context, is ministering, and we know even today He is ministering on our behalf, seated at the right hand of God, ruling and reigning on high, yet at the same time He is our advocate, and hence He's serving unto that very end. But then also, and this ties it to the point that I made or mentioned a while ago, is that is it proper to use the term minister for the preacher? A lot of times in the church I've heard, Kevin, you can't refer to yourself as a minister because the Bible says that you are a preacher. And yes, I am a preacher, but I'm also a minister. In one sense, that I am also a member of the church. And if it's used for members of the church, then hence I'm a member of the church. So let's use it towards me. But then also from the context of what is used as it would refer to those who were preachers in the first century. From Romans chapter 15 and verse 16, Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, this term identifies the Apostle Paul and Epaphroditus in their service roles or servant roles before God as gospel preachers, as men who were going abroad proclaiming the message of salvation in Christ.